Welcome back to Shabbos in the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. For Parshas Metzora, there are two main topics in the Parsha. The first is the topic of the Metzora and his purification ceremony, the person who has Tzaras. And as we didn't really note last week so much, because last week there were also two main topics. There was the birth of a baby boy and baby girl and the impact that it has on the mother regarding her tumah, her spiritual contamination. And then the second topic was tzaras, a spiritual disease that afflicts someone's body or their clothing. And in this parsha, we see or their house. And in this week's parsha, we also have like the reverse. The first topic is the purification ceremony of a person who has tzaras, as well as the diagnosis and then purification or destruction of a house that has tzaras. And then the second topic goes back to general tuma and tahara for men and for women. Now, a theme that we find throughout all these topics is the number 7. We spoke about it a little bit last week regarding the first topic of last week's parsha of the Bris, but throughout the story of the Metzora, there is seven-day periods where we check him out again, we put him to quarantine, we quarantine the body part that might have tzaras on it, and we check on it again. And we see the same thing in this week's parsha. And he in his purification ceremony, so there's a seventh day, then there's an eighth day, and it's all connected. And then as we go to the end of the parasha, there's also the days, there's four different types of tamei people. Two are for men, two for women. There's a man that could be a bal keri or a zav, and a woman can be a nida or a zava. And for these procedures of how to deal with the tumah and how to become purified, 7 is a prominent number, of course. So we see this Shabbos theme of 7 is very common throughout the Torah, especially in Sefer Vayikra. But I want to just take another minute or two to focus on another topic that's connected to Shabbos. That's I don't know if fully introduced, but heavily emphasized at in the second part of this week's parsha, which is the concept of a mikveh. A mikveh is a special ritual bath that helps a person achieve purification, tahara. And there is a Shabbos association with mikveh. In particular, there is a practice that many men have, based on Kabbalah, based on the Zohar, to specifically go to the mikveh erev Shabbos. Now, some men go to the mikveh every single day, some even before every single davening. That's not so common. But it's much more common to go at least erev Shabbos. So what's the significance of that? Also, that's a custom for men, but I think there's a conceptually you can apply the concept to women as well to enhance their Shabbos. So there's for sure many deep layers, but just like a simple surface layer of this idea is that we've spoken a lot about how Shabbos there's a busy work week, and then you're involved in the work, and then you get to rest on Shabbos. You take a break. You can step away from that and put all of that behind you. That, like I'm a working person during the weekend, on Shabbos I'm not. And we can also do that. We also spoke about it in regards to how much we focus on our spirituality. But this is a little bit of a different spin. Because the mikvah is about achieving tahara, purification. And the idea is that we want to go into Shabbos with a level of tahara, of being pure. That it's not just throwing off of the workload of the week, but also throwing off the sin load of the week, of the tuma load of the week. That throughout the week we may feel like we amass impurity, we amass tuma, we amass even sins, and we want to go into Shabbos to be able to experience tshuva. Really, of course, mikvah is heavily associated with tshuva. We know that there's a particularly important custom, in the world of revealed Torah and halachic Torah, perhaps the most important mikveh going for men of the year is Erev Yom Kippur. And when we go into Shabbos, we want to be new people. We want to be Bali Tshuva. We want to be people who are coming in, and no matter what happens that week spiritually, and no matter how much tumah we experience that week, to be able to start fresh and say, it's okay, that what happened, but now we're in the world of Shabbos, we're now I'm a new person. I'm experiencing Tshuva. And this applies to men, to women, to someone who went to the mikveh or Shabbos, to someone who did not, that as we enter Shabbos, to try to be able to achieve that level of tahara, to be able to believe that we can raise ourselves spiritually, and no matter what happened that week, to be able to move on from that and say, I want to achieve great things this Shabbos, and I'm a new person, and I'm not the tamei person that I might have looked like yesterday or 2 days ago when I looked at what I shouldn't have looked at, or I said things I shouldn't have said, or I lost my temper, to be able to say, okay, that was something that was Monday me, that was Wednesday me, that was maybe Friday me, but that's not Shabbos me. And on Shabbos, I'm able to say I'm a new person right now. Whether if I can go to the mikveh, great, and if I didn't, if it's not my custom, it doesn't make a difference. I am choosing to be a new person, to be born again this Shabbos, and to be able to raise myself to high levels of tahara, may we be zocha to achieve a true tahara this Shabbos.